Major Dick Bong's 40 kills in World War II still stands as the most of any American fighter pilot in history. But Bong wasn't the stereotypical hard-drinking ladies' man that Hollywood portrays as ace pilots. Author Peter Barnes says to the contrary, the blonde kid from a poplar farm in far northern Wisconsin was a teetotaler who loved to play baseball and sing in the church choir. That makes him a great role model for young people. Barnes knows Bong's accomplishments have faded from his former hero status when he died in 1945.
Such a nice, kind of quiet, humble person. I don't know if that's part of it as well, but he was very well known at the time, you know, and met with Hollywood stars and all that sort of thing. Their wedding was, you know, broadcast nationwide, so it was a big deal.
Parker says young people will not find the mild-mannered Bong boring. He was known for using his P-38 fighter plane for low-level buzzing in San Francisco, Milwaukee, Superior, and a few times in the South Pacific to the bothersome news media.
He was known for loving to fly low, and he was supposedly would fly low over the reporters' tents early in the morning, just kind of get their goat for bugging him so often.
The book is called Richard Bong, World War II Flying Ace, and is published by the Wisconsin Historical Society Press. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.